said Kennedy, unemployment benefits are running out for hundreds of thousands of workers who have lost their jobs in this recession. But all they get is a presidential veto. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, what gives with President Bush's veto of the bill Congress passed last week to help working men and women who've lost their jobs in this recession and whose unemployment benefits have run out? President Bush continues to say there's no emergency, and he refuses to offer any help. There may not be an emergency in the White House, Al, but there is an emergency on Main Street. The recession is real, even though the president won't admit how deep and long it's been. The hardship is also real, worse than the White House says. It's bad enough that the president refuses to act. It's even worse that he uses his veto power to stop Congress from acting. If you vote your conscience, Al, you'll vote to override that unconscionable veto.
Ted, since you've learned to say everything and anything to keep and save your job, I would think you might be more sensitive to those who don't have one. For the unemployed, this recession is surely hurting. We're talking about real people who could use a hand. That's why I'm plain disgusted that Democrats would simply play politics with these folks just to force a presidential veto. Ted Bush came right to the Congress and said he would sign a bill for extended unemployment benefits. The plan the president backs gives folks 10 extra weeks besides the normal 6 months of unemployment checks. The Bush plan also pays for itself by the selling of new radio frequencies. Instead of just piling up more debt, Congress could pay for this one with cash money and help the economy bounce back faster than checks in the House. Ted Bush wanted to write cashier's checks for extended benefits weeks ago, but you Democrats wanted political sound bites and photo ops instead. Boy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the donkey race full of Democrats who are running for president. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.